Well, the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield is ready to kick off its new season coming up on September 12th, and they're going to do it in style with some songs and some music that you will probably be pretty familiar with. A Des Moines-based band called Back to Vinyl will be rocking out at the Warren Cultural Center, and we've got Zane Peters with us, who's one of the founding members of the group. Zane, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, yeah, no problem. It's great to be here. It's great to visit and chat about the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, talk a little bit about the history. How'd you guys get started?
You know, it's a great story. It actually goes back a bit farther than I would even like to admit, doing some of the math on the years. But in 2012, I was an incoming freshman at Central College in Pella, and I met this guy. His name was Dan Cutler, and he was an accounting major. I was a biology major. So we really didn't have a whole lot in common as far as our studies. However, we were both really into playing and performing music. So we ended up meeting at the music department, and we were both in the wind ensemble at Central. And then we both ended up joining a group that was put on by the jazz instructor. We called it Vocal Combos. And essentially, you came up with your band. You had piano, bass, drums, and sometimes guitar, and then there was a rotating cast of singers that would audition to get into the group, and Dan happened to be one of those singers. I was playing bass in this group, and so we play all kinds of stuff, anything from jazz to rock to Latin, pop, anything like that. So that's how we got connected, and you know, and then a couple years later, a girl came in to Central who her name was Beth, and later down the road Dan and Beth would eventually get married, but at the time, you know, we were all doing music stuff together, and then we graduated, and you know, you, as people do when they graduate, they all go their separate ways, and we're, you know, all doing our individual things. Well, a few years later, I did a couple years in a band, and I met this other guy, his name was Grant Willie, and he was the guitar player in the band. And, you know, we really hit it off, and when that band kind of fizzled out, we decided, we stayed in touch, and we decided, hey, let's put together a band and that plays this stuff that we like. We like 70s, 80s rock and music. He's more of a Lynyrd Skynyrd 38 Special kind of guy. So he kind of brought the Southern flair to the group. I said, hey, let's form a band and, you know, let's not be in a hurry to fill it up. Let's take the time and find the right people. Cause just like with anything, having the right people in a group, in a band is really critical. So, you know, so let's take our time. Let's find some really good, talented individuals, but also just good people in general, you know, that you can, that are just good people and really easy to work with and be around. And so we, you know, spent some time looking for some people, and I had the thought, hey, let me reach back out to my old friend, Dan Cutler, and see if he'd be interested. So, through time, we brought Dan and Beth in. We added a drummer. And a few years later down the road, you know, we started playing, and we played at the state fair as one of our first gigs. Our drummer at the time, our original guy, he ended up moving to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then we brought in our new drummer, who's celebrating, this is his second year with us, Tony Freitag. And he's really cemented the group. And a couple years ago, we also brought in a friend of Grant's. His name is Jeff, to play guitar with us as well. So that's really how we've all gotten together. We've been a band officially since 2022.
Wow, well, and I'm sure it's changed a little bit over time too, as things tend to. But do you remember your very first gig?
I do. It was at the 2022 Iowa State Fair.
You started at the fair. Wow. And I know you just played at the fair here too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, it was a good gig. And when you're in a band and you play live for the first time, And sometimes you can just get a sense that, you know, this is going to be something really special. And, you know, and I, looking back that first gig at the Iowa State Fair, I was very satisfied with it. But the cool thing is we've just grown and improved ever since then. You know, it's just gone up ever since then.
You bet. Well, talk about the musical inspiration then, too. You mentioned a little bit of Southern rock, some of these 70s and 80s anthems that you guys love. How do you try to present that? Do you try to present it as close as you can to the original, or do you put your spin on it?
You know, that's a great question, especially, you know, being a cover band. So personally, I grew up listening to country, and so that was something that my mom always had going on in the car. But then when my dad started taking me to school, you know, like junior high, he was playing, you know, his 70s, 80s stuff. He really liked Heart, Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, those kinds of groups. Mm-hmm. And that was really my first introduction, because, you know, our drive to school was about 40 minutes. So there, dad had me trapped in the car listening to all his songs, all his music. And I started to, it's like, wow, this, you know, these guys are great. I love the guitars. So that, and then kind of as I grew up a little bit, I got more into the 80s stuff, Poison, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Scorpions, that kind of stuff. And so it's just really shaped my approach to playing. Like I said, Grant really loves the 38 Special, the Molly Hatchet, Lynyrd Skynyrd, so he brings that in. And everybody else is just really, they just really love these songs too. So when we perform these songs live, when we're looking to learn a new song, I said, okay, you know, we listen to the album version. We try to be as accurate as we can to the original. 'Cause essentially, one of the main reasons I like to do this, other than just enjoying playing the music itself, is I love to pay tribute to these musical greats who, unfortunately, you know, we're getting to the point where some of these guys are starting to pass away. You know, just, what, a week or two ago, we lost Frank Beard, the drummer from ZZ Top. So, you know, it's, unfortunately, it's just that that amount of time has passed. So we love to do as original as we possibly can. That being said, when you bring musicians together from all these different backgrounds and musical styles and influences, it's inevitable that a little bit of our personal nuances are going to make their way into the songs as we play live. So really, I think there's a healthy balance between staying as true to the original as possible, while also, you know, leaving room for a little bit of individuality.
You bet, you bet. Zane, what kind of feedback do you get from audiences? Because you're playing stuff people can sing along to. They know the lyrics to these songs.
Yeah, you know, and right off the bat too. So I, you know, it's a lot of people's dreams, you know, to make it big and have their own songs, and people singing their own songs, and that is great, and I love that. But, you know, unfortunately, that does take a lot of hard work and a lot of time to get the audiences familiar. The nice thing is when you roll in to a place and you're playing stuff, you know, you're playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, Give Me Three Steps, you're playing ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man. I mean, when you start playing the first chords, the first notes of those songs, I mean, people know them instantly. And so, you know, it's just been a really great experience when you know, we, for instance, when we start playing the first chords of Give Me Three Steps, you know, I just love to see people jumping up or their faces just light up. They start clapping their hands. You know, they're just instantly having a good time. And I really love that.
You bet. Well, you can draw a crowd of a wide range, too, because I'm not young, and this is music from when I was growing up, so we're very familiar with that. So you get a little bit of the older crowd, a little bit of the younger crowd, I suppose, too.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Very good. Well, I see tickets are $25 for adults and free admission for students, high school and younger. Now, you can hold out hope for tickets on at the door, but as we always tell you, that's always you never know for sure. So the easy way to do that is to order your tickets online ahead of time, and it's real simple. Just go to warrenculturalcenter.com, and you can find a way right there to buy your tickets. And that, again, that show is Saturday, September 12th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center. That's on the square in Greenfield. This is their first show of the 26-27 season. They're looking forward to kicking it off with some good down-home rock and roll with Back to Vinyl. Zane Peters has been joining us here this morning. He is one of the founding members of the group. Zane, thank you so much for the time here today. We hope you guys have a great show.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll see you there.